It is On This Day. It's John Givens here with Josh Sexton and with Neil Atkinson. And today we are focusing on the 22nd of March. I had to have a little think there because we are pre-recording this. We like to do them on the day itself just to capture the vibe and also if there's anything in particular going on. So if Liverpool have signed Jude Bellingham this morning and we're not talking about it, I'm sure it'll be covered on another show. but for right now, it is a bit of a pre-record and we are going to talk about things that have happened on this day in Liverpool's history. And there is a couple of things we want to talk about, a couple of big games and a couple of legends that we want to focus on as well. So it is busy. But there's two games, notable games that happened on this day in Liverpool's history. And they're very interesting for the similarities. So the both games are big wins, following up wins at Old Trafford in title challenges that ultimately fell short. So there we are. What a theme for the day. So 2014, we've got Cardiff 3, Liverpool 6. And 2009, we've got Liverpool 5, Aston Villa 0. So we'll start with the most recent, 2014. Liverpool follow up a 3-0 win at Old Trafford with a 6-3 here. And it's a funny one, this game, Josh, because Cardiff go 1-0 up and 2-1 up in the game, but you just always think Liverpool are going to win.
Yes, this Liverpool team this
season...
In
a way you would not now.
No, yeah, that's fair. The Liverpool team that season, like, there's so many of those games which I think have just blurred into one for me now, like, just one big blur of goals, like, goals at both ends, goals that, like, just absolutely coming out your ears. Because this Cardiff game, and whenever I look back, I never remember specific details of it. Like, I can't even actually remember where I watched it. But I just know that it was like one of those absolutely wild Liverpool games of that season that just completely took your breath away. And Liverpool were breathtaking that season in the sense that, you know, there's like the games against Arsenal at Anfield where they completely sweep, you know, a good team aside. But they're also breathtaking in the sense that they can make a team who's not very good look really, really good and make the game look absolutely mad. And there'll be goals coming from everywhere. And then suddenly Liverpool have won, but you don't really know what's happened throughout the 90 minutes you've just watched. So this very much falls into that category.